Okay, now I'm switching back to the victim. So, just to show you, doubly sure, default still set to no access, and anonymous is set to no access. We open it, it disappears. So default is now, if you see that, if you can make it out with the bad projectors, default is now set to manager. And anonymous is set to a manager. And I just heard my old heckler friend from last year say, show him the log. So you can see there that at no time did anybody else other than Dutch Slachtoffer change the access control list. So since that call, come up front, because I can't hear you way back there, and I don't think anyone else will be able to. But basically, that code was executed by the victim. Well, come on. Don't be stage shy. You're a good-looking dude.
The question is just...
Crikey.
The question is just, what rights does a user have to their own mailbox, or to that particular mailbox if they're opening it, to give the manager access? Because sometimes you might have a situation where a secretary has got read access to their boss's email, and you might prefer to send them an email which executes code rather than the boss.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's just like if they were to change their own ACL. They have to have manager access to it. But it's very easy to create this. I'm sure it takes no leap of imagination to figure out that you could actually check what rights do you have as the attacker causing the victim to perform this for you. What rights do I actually have to my own mail file? So we've actually done some code in this where you can actually have it do lookups in the database. So if they don't have access rights to their own mail file to change it, it would automatically forward itself to the next person.
It's possible to simply send it to the admin, who will most likely have access, manager access to everybody's mail file, and either update the ACL in the name and address book or on a user's mail file. And if you write the script correctly, rather than deleting the form, which is really obvious and will tip off an administrator, you can simply delete out the stored object, so all they see is a normal form that says, hey, let's have lunch, and they can't tell that it's a stored form.
Somebody else actually had a good point as far as like sending this directly to the email. I believe it was you that actually, I may not be right. Okay. Somebody at Black Hat just the other day had asked the question, can you actually forge the header so it looks like it's coming from someone internal? And if you're using Notes, if you're an experienced Notes user, you've probably seen spam people do this, so it looks like it's coming from somebody else. You can forge your SMTP headers. And looking at the view, you won't really know the difference unless you're using a heavily modified mail file. So you could send, by doing that, you could actually send the email to the administrator, have it appear as a normal user, and the administrator will trust his users to some extent and open the email. So I'm going to switch back to the attacker here, because this is also interesting. I know that there's not a whole lot of people that actually run mail servers and web servers on the same box, but quite often web servers will often have mail-in databases. And I know of quite a few companies that actually do run. They actually have a commercial web server running Domino, then they have a separate mail server, which is running the HTTP process, so that people can actually access their email using the web-based mail. So if we actually pop this open as the attacker, we actually get a URL back which points directly to the victim's mail file, and we can just click on that, pop it open, and go straight into the user's mail file without any authentication or access prompts. And there we go. We can now read his email and do anything with it we want over a web browser.